What is the cost of love? We saw in the first reading the extent of that cost. Our holy patron, Saint Stephen, offered his life for the truth of the gospel. You see, from the very beginning, love had a cost. We always think of love like, you can't purchase love. It has to be given freely. And that's how God created us. See, Thomas Aquinas, reflecting on the reality of the first sin of our parents, Adam and Eve, would say, obviously God, omniscient, knew that they too would commit that first sin. But even then, endowed them with the choice, the free will, to choose to love him or to follow the ways of the world. God made us freely out of love, under no obligation to make us. And so we see from the beginning, every action of God was moved by love. Because God himself is love. For this, Jesus reflects in the gospel on how we come to know the Father that sent him. That we come to know love through the actions of Jesus and through the actions of the Father who sent him. And so he sends this Holy Spirit that we now pray in the novena leading up to the great solemnity of Pentecost. So that we too may be endowed with this love. A love that does not come easy to us because of the nature that has been endowed from the beginning, of that corruption given to us by our first parents. But we have the goal, the end, to be reunited with love himself. And so each day we must commit ourselves over and over again to loving God and neighbor. We have to ask ourselves, what is the cost of our love? If we're not able to give anything up, then is it truly love? Once again, reflecting on Stephen, he gave us that ultimate account of giving up his life like our Lord and Savior did on the cross. And so we see the extent by which love takes us. And in the second reading from the book of Revelation, we see how it all comes to an end. And so from the beginning, when God made us out of love, he then prepares for us a great place of welcome. As we await the Lamb, as we await the one that will come again. And so, how do we apply this love? How do we show this love in our daily lives? Almost everyone in this church today is a parent. And each of you know what that daily sacrifice and responsibility to your children is. It's through those daily sacrifices that we show the love to others. For those of us who are not parents, we can see, at least in the example of our parents, what it means to live a Christian life of responsibility, a life of sacrifice. And so now is a good opportunity to remind ourselves that each day we'll have little sacrifices we have to offer. And in, by making those little sacrifices, we grow in virtue. And by growing in virtue, we are able, when the time comes, when the Lord calls us to himself, whether that be that he comes in his glory or at the end of our lives, we have that grace of the Holy Spirit, a final perseverance. And as the good Pope Benedict XVI of happy memory said, as his dying breath, Jesus, I love you. Praise be Jesus Christ. now and forever.